Welcome to The Hitch, week four.
Hi.
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 It's day 25.
And what else is it?
It's my birthday.
Yeah. Yay. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Tell us a little bit about your birthday.
I saw the sign.
What sign?
Happy birthday sign.
Yeah, when did you see it?
When I was asleep.
Yeah, and then you saw it when you woke up, right?
Yeah, that was fun. We decorated with streamers and a happy birthday sign when he was asleep last night so that when he woke up.
As the now 4-year-old said, it's day 25.
It's day 25.
We are all sitting underneath the awning of our trailer outside, hiding from the sun.
We are hiding.
Because it is 102 degrees in the sun. And significantly better than that in the shade, or at least less.
We're also sitting in wet swimming suits,
yeah,
so that
helps.
I think if we weren't, we would be inside with AC. Yeah. But we've gone swimming twice.
Yeah.
We are staying in a campground with a pool, obviously, and some, like, it has like a little community room with games and
like, air conditioning.
And air conditioning. So we've been kind of going back and forth between those two things today. And our trailer stayed cool. It's staying cooler than outside for sure, but it's definitely
warm.
It's warm. The AC's having to work.
Yeah, the AC's definitely working. What happens is the sun just beats down on it. And there's a point where the insulation is like, cool.
Yeah.
I'm warmed up now.
Yeah.
You know. It's hot. We are in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. It is our son's birthday.
Yay! It's the 4th of July.
And it's the 4th of July. There's a lot.
And there's a lot going on.
Yeah. And we planned it so that we weren't doing anything today
other than
celebrating.
We went grocery shopping last night after we got in, just so we could be completely, like, not have to leave the campsite, which is...
Yeah.
Unusual for us. Usually we're like racing around looking at stuff, like doing a bunch of things and then coming back to the campsite and kind of doing dinner and being done. But today we've been here the whole day and it's been really
nice. It's actually been super nice. Yeah. There was just a period of time. We just went swimming because it was hot again. And now we're just sitting outside all in our suits still.
Yeah.
Just drip drying. Although I'm pretty much dry at this point. Where I was just spacing out.
Yeah.
And I never space out. And
I was basically spacing out. Yeah. I was looking at my phone, but I wasn't really.
My phone's
doing
in the trailer.
Much.
I don't even have my phone. Like, I'm just chilling.
I mean, part of it is the heat really does slow you down.
It really does.
Like, it really makes you kind of move slowly and be tired. But the other part is just we're just super relaxed and our agenda is pretty
clear.
Really clear. It's just, party with the 4-year-old and the 14-year-old.
Well, and I mean, I think that's, you know, one of the things that I think about with him is like his birthday will always be in the trailer, you know, and always be sort of on the move. And how do you, how do you make that meaningful and special and all of that? And so, you know, one was part of the reason we left Marfa early was so that we weren't driving on his birthday.
Right.
You know, the natural leave day for Marfa would have been today, you know. Mm-hmm. But just cut out a day early so we were just here.
Yeah, and we also chose a campsite that was more kid-oriented.
Oh, are you looking at a different book? Okay. He just came and grabbed another.
You know,
book.
It has a pool. It has all these things. They had an ice cream social today.
Yeah.
Like, it has all these games for kids inside and out.
Yeah.
They just
got
have
a
lot
nice
of things.
Nice playground.
Yeah, nice playground. And just so we've just been kind of bouncing back and forth from one thing to the other. And also including some downtime in the trailer. Because
Definitely. There's been a lot of video games in the trailer for sure. But yeah, it's been nice.
It's been really nice.
It's been hot.
It's been so hot that, in fact, we have decided to leave one day early from this campsite just because we, you know, it does slow you down. And in the middle of the day, you just want to hide out inside the trailer or in another air-conditioned room and, like, not do as much. I realized we've slowed it way down.
Yeah.
And so the idea of going somewhere where it's, like, 20 degrees cooler up in northern New Mexico is very appealing.
Yeah. So instead, we will we'll stay here still two more days. We're going to go to the caverns tomorrow where it's 58 degrees.
Yeah, it's something like that, which will be nice. We'll have to bust out the sweatshirts.
And then Saturday, we got something wild planned, which we'll tell you about then. But then, yeah, I think we'll head up to Santa Fe on Sunday instead of Monday.
Yeah.
Because it is 20 some odd degrees cooler up there,
and
just because it's up high.
Great.
And it will feel really, really good. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, like, growing up in Chicago, like I did, the whole idea of, like, a dry heat is so foreign, but it is so true that it can be 103, 102 in the sun, and you still, when you step into the shade, you're like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, it's a lot cooler. I mean, it feels like it's like 20 degrees cooler.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's
I doubt
much.
It is,
it
but
probably
it just,
not that much.
You,
I, but just the intense,
the
getting away from
the intensity
of the sun.
And in Chicago, when it's 95 and humid, it's 95 and humid in the shade too, because the water in the air is heated
up.
Well,
and like this morning we went swimming, I laid our towels out outside. I knew they would dry fast because it was hot and it's very dry. So they dried so fast that by the time we were ready to go again, they
everything
were like completely
was totally dry. And yeah, like Austin, where it was 90
yeah,
something,
nothing,
but humid,
everything
would dry.
Yeah, it never fully dried, and the towels got kind of gross.
Yeah,
but
so that part's nice.
Yeah, it's very different.
It is an escapable heat, which is not the case in Chicago sometimes. But it is a heat.
There's a bunny. There's a bunny hopping across. There's a lot of these like long-eared bunnies in this. This campground
has a ton of bunnies. And last night you saw...
Oh, bats.
Yeah, you saw
bats
flying around.
Yeah, I went out to the car to get something out of it. And, you know, around dusk, and there were like two bats like fluttering around. That was cool.
And last night when we were getting ready, the 14-year-old was like, "What is that on your bag?" And
my bag had
an enormous beetle on it. So we
I did not see it.
It looked like something out of an Indiana Jones movie. It was a very large beetle that I had to take the bag, but it was scurrying on the bag as I was carrying the bag through the trailer. So I kind of had to keep the bag in constant rotation so that it wasn't getting onto my hands. But then I kind of tossed the bag out and then went out and saw, and he walked off into the sunset.
Yeah, literally it was sunset.
But yeah, animals.
Animals, it's wild.
We saw a roadrunner yesterday.
We did see a roadrunner,
which was exciting.
It ran right across the road.
Yeah, and there are some wild birds here.
Yeah, really loud. There was one that was so loud a minute ago, I was hoping that it would be.
He's moved
on
now.
But he's moved on. Yeah, a lot of cool birds.
But yeah, I'm excited for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm excited that we found this nice shade.
Yeah.
And
it feels like we're gonna make it through another day.
I think we will, and we'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll
see
you
on the road!